The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller, with you on this Friday, 17 November 2017. I'd like to thank Mr. Hinckley for sitting in for me yesterday. This, you know, I'm jealous of two sets of people in this world. I'm not a petty person. The one that is just so nice and so flowery, they make you feel guilty because they're so nice. And the other is, oh, I never get sick. You know, I get sick once a year, at least once a year with the flu and with a bad cold. And it's like my body needs to reset itself, pump out some antibiotics, and we're off and running. I don't know what it is, but that's the way it is. Doesn't matter, you could put me in a clean room. You could swab me with antiseptics. You could sterilize my food. I guess that's what they call microwaving, isn't it? Destroy the content. And also any joins, at any rate. Do you have all my stories posted up there, Mikey? Yeah, I know, and that's the one I'm waiting for, and that's the one I wanted to open up with. And I know one news network was down. They seem to be getting hacked as well. I don't know if you folks are aware of one news network, but they are pretty steady Eddie. They don't give you a whole ton of opinion. As a matter of fact, they don't give any. They do have their opinion shows, okay, but it's well defined as to what those are. But their daily news stories are untainted by personal opinion, getting somebody else on with their opinion, then debating an opinion, and then asking you what your opinion of their opinion is, which is what passes for news today. Let me know when you have that up. It's up? So you're telling me to refresh over here? I'm so overclapped. I've been ranting and writing. I mean, alrighty. Should it be the first story that pops up? There it is. Thank you so much, Mike. By the way, if you have any submissions for stories, what would you suggest that they do, Mikey? Send to Board Op. If folks have a story out there, we're going to have to get all the Board Ops, keep checking the Board Op thing. So, once were vices are now habits, or yeah, we need to make it a habit around here. So at any rate, if you'd like to submit a story to the network, Board Op, BOARDOP, at republicbroadcasting.org. And another announcement here, I think we're close to having our listen by phone maladies corrected. You're not looking real confident. How am I supposed to be confident if you're not confident? You can't check them. Yes, you can. That problem has been fixed. Yeah, see? See what happens when mysteriously people do work around here? Things get done. Not implying, of course, that you are not.
Yeah.
At any rate. Yeah, there was something weird that happened with our phone system here that we couldn't dial out of our phone systems to check our listen by phone lines. But I understand that most of the wide nine, as I like to call it, seven out of the nine are back up and operational. And it's kind of frustrating because, folks, we're always scrambling around for money. And the deal we have with Zeno Radio is that they get paid and we get paid by how many minutes you folks out there listen. And it's not a whopping amount, but there's about 1.5 million minutes per month that you folks avail yourself of that service. And the network makes about $550. So that's good. I'm not suggesting that you listen more to pay us more, but when the phones go down like this, that means there's days that are gone out of that you get paid how many minutes are listened to. And they have not, has there ever, Mike, has there ever been a month where it's just been absolutely perfect? This is radio. You can't take your that long a time to answer. They hate dead air. Mike, I love the way your brain's wired. What did I say to you the other day? I'm starting to get used to it, and I've rewired my brain to understand your wired brain, and now my cheese is really off the cracker. At any rate, who's going to be around next? We're going to be closed Thursday for Thanksgiving. Is anybody suggested other than Mr. Rivero that he's going to be gone Friday as well? Okay. 4-day weekend doesn't sound like a bad idea, does it? At any rate. I was watching this today, folks, and I'll tell you what. And it brought just a ton of thoughts on top of it. It was like an avalanche of mental stuff that was happening. And I'm sitting there, and I'm watching Orrin Hatch and a guy by the name of Brown on a committee, and they're talking about these wonderful tax thing that they did. And I am just, after I'm listening to this, listening to Orrin Hatch get indignant that Mr. Brown would question the veracity of the bill that evidently did pass the Senate today. And we'll do a little bit more on that as to who's getting what. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, you know, 95 million people in this country are out of work. There's some argument between $150 and $200 trillion in debt. And when I say that, that also includes Medicare, Medicaid, and Social Security that they have robbed many times. That there's not enough people out there working to keep that thing at least flush with cash so they can skim a little bit off the top and pay people, you know, every month. No, that's in the hole. Medicaid is in the hole. Medicare is in the hole. Everything is in the hole. We want to keep spending money like the economy is still chugging along like it was prior to 2008. And such is not the case. But let me play the Senator Hatch Brown trading barbs here. This is almost hilarious. Almost. You got it? All right. This is like the snake eating its own tail.
Senator Brown, I'd like to...
Senator Brown.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. A dozen years ago when you did the tax holiday here, all the corporations had all this money, and of course they were going to be eager to give it out to work. Well... Actually, they didn't give it out to workers. They did stock buybacks. They did executive compensation. They paid out dividends. Right. Then somebody cited Britain. Great Britain has done a series of tax cuts Okay. And their wages were flat, too. So this is really wishful thinking. But I do know that the TV ads that are going to be run against the five most important senators on this committee, the TV ads that the independent groups will run, will, of course, say Senator McCaskill and Senator Casey and Senator Stabenow and Senator Nelson are voting against a $4,000 raise that this tax cut is going to bestow on them. We know it's coming. We know you'll have way more money to promote that than we will have to defend it, but that's why the Wyden Amendment is so important. And I just think it would be nice just tonight, before we go home, to just acknowledge, well, this tax cut really is not for the middle class, it's for the rich. And that whole thing about higher wages, well, it's a good selling point, but we know companies don't just give away higher wages. They just don't give away higher wages just because they have more money. Corporations are sitting on a lot of money now. They're sitting on a lot of profits now. I don't see wages going up. So just spare us the bank shot, spare us the sarcasm and the satire, and let's
move. I'm going to spare it, but I'm going to just say to you that I come from the poor people, and I've been here working my whole stinking career for people who don't have a chance. And I really resent anybody saying that I'm just doing this for the rich. Give me a break. I think you guys overplay that all the time, and it gets old. And frankly, you ought to quit it.
Mr. Chairman, the public...
No, wait a minute. I'm not through.
Okay. Yes, you are.
I get kind of sick and tired of it. True, it's a nice political play.
Well, Mr. Chairman,
it's not true.
With all due respect, I get sick and tired of the richest people
regular
in the
order,
country.
Regular order, Mr. Chairman.
Getting richer and
regular
richer.
Order.
And richer.
Order. Regular order.
Middle, we do a tax
cut. Regular order.
Middle class.
Wait a minute.
Regular
over
order.
And over and over again.
Wait just
how many
a
times do we do this before we learn this, Mr. Chairman?
Listen. I've honored you by allowing you to spout off here. And what you said was not right. That's all I'm saying. I come from the lower middle class originally. We didn't have anything. So don't spew that stuff on me. I get a little tired of that crap. And let me just say something. If we worked together, we could pull this country out of every mess it's in.
Now I have to stop right here. Hold tape. If we could just be bipartisan, we can what? This guy is about ready to make the claim that he's passed more bills than anybody in this committee. Yeah, that's because you've been hanging around. You're 83 years old now. You should have been put out to pasture a long time ago. You know, isn't it funny that every couple of years you hear the term limits, and it never happens? That's because the people that be responsible for putting the term limits are the very people that don't want the term limits. Understand that one? I do. So he makes this remark that I've passed more bills than everybody on this entire committee. Well, yeah, after 40 years, how much unconstitutional crap have you really done, Senator Hatch? And if we had people that understood the Constitution and were limited in terms of office, how much of this so-called cronyism would stop? How much of it? I would suspect there are the deep embedded go-to guys, you know, like the flabby-jawed Mitch McConnell that I can't figure out if he's really an alien or a human being of this earth. You know, the Senator Feinsteins and Chucky the Possum Schumer out of New York and all of these embedded clowns that have been around for such a long time that they've come to say that I think I remember years ago, and I mean this is years ago, I actually heard or Mr. Hatch here say something about the Republic. But nary that word is ever spoken in Washington, D.C. anymore. It's all democracy now. Because they want you convinced that if the voters out there, no matter how unconstitutional bill that they might be proposing or legislation that they're backing or some kind of policy that they're up to their eyeballs in that's not going to benefit you, it is going to benefit them and the kickbacks and under-the-table payments or overt, I'll throw money into your campaign for re-election. Thanks for playing ball with us. the very subject matter that's being talked about corporations. I see companies wanting to monopolize. They want to keep gobbling up because why? They can, and nobody is stopping them. I see corporations becoming more and more powerful. You know, the old saying is money talks and that old bullcrap walks. Thank you, Mr. Hatch, for reminding me of the term bullcrap, because you are exactly that. I'm sorry. I kind of went on a low-level rant there. Mr. Hatch, I want you to finish out your rant here.
And we could do a lot of the things that you're talking about, too. And I think I've got a reputation of having worked together with Democrats.
Let's start with Chip.
Not starting with Chip. I did it. I've done it for years. I've got more bills.
Start with Chip today.
I got more bills passed than everybody on this committee put together.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been passed for the benefit of people in this country.
Oh, I'm sure.
Now, all I can say is I like you personally very much, but I'm telling you, this bullcrap that you guys throw out here really gets old after a while. To do it right at the end of this was just not right.
Senator Brown, I'd like...
It just ain't right. You know, this is the same Orrin Hatch, and this was several years ago. Well, it had to have been several years ago. It had to have been almost 15 years ago when a guy was still on GCN. Still grandfathered in until I was no longer welcome on the network I created. But at any rate, I can remember Ted Anderson rented out a station. I think it was in Virginia, but it reached quite nicely into Washington, D.C., and wherever Orrin Hatch was living, I guess the station owner was a neighbor of his. Now, guess whose program was going into Washington, D.C. at the time? Yours truly. Well, Mr. Hatch shows up at the station owner's door, knocks on it, and goes, "Hey, how you doing, neighbor? That's your radio station, right?" He goes, "Yeah." He says, "Do you know what's playing on that station?" He says, "Well, conservative stuff." Orrin wasn't buying it, because we had an eyeball on Orrin, and now Orrin was within earshot if he cared to listen. Well, evidently, he was either listening or somebody else that knew him was listening, and he went to the station owner's door to, "Hey, you know what's being played on your radio station?" Gosh. Do you imagine if they were pumping in RBN to Washington, D.C. right now? Could we turn up the heat on the ye old griddle a little bit? I think that we could. Start naming names and associations and crimes committed. Whoa, boy. But, of course, you know, we have, if somebody does slip out there, you know, and for all the Rush Limbaughs of the world and the Sean Hannitys and everything else. Yeah, it's pretty entertaining from time to time, I will admit. But the substance of the programming isn't about fixing anything. It isn't about interviewing people that would have a different take or, probably more importantly, pointing out exactly why this car wreck happened, why things are the way they are. They're political shows. That's all that they are. And politics, I guess nowadays you can consider if it bleeds, it leads. And I guess Rush Limbaugh is probably having the time of his life talking about those Democrats. And he's even forced to now jump on Republicans as well. Oh boy, here we go. Here's the problem. Now the problems are deep-seated, they're deep-rooted, and they're continual. And I'm sitting here listening to Mr. Hatch talk about legislation he's passed for the benefit of you and I. Well, you know, part of this deal is your birth certificate gets sent over when you're born. The United States government monetizes that. And you're in a trick bag. Now you're a public-private partnership of sorts. And see, you have certain benefit. That's what this whole thing is about. You're a beneficiary. That they really don't like paying out for you, by the way, but you're now a beneficiary because you've joined the club. You're a United States citizen. And there are certain privileges and entitlements and whatever else that's due you. Yeah. All the ones that are unconstitutional shouldn't be in there in the first place, that they keep arm-twisting the voters over to keep them scared out of their minds. Well, I'm not scared. I'm pissed off. Let's take the break. 800-313-9443. Let's see if everybody's awake out there.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Seen a lot of things.
But Sonny, I seen one thing
before. All right, we're back. You know, folks, the one thing that came to mind with this unconstitutional and therefore should be illegal Federal Reserve middlemen scam that they've been doing to this country for over 100 years, which in actuality, if you look at it, it is actually a tax for the use of their currency. It's not really money. It's just what they put out there for us to use. And there's a hefty tax in using that. And I'm sitting here listening to Orrin Hatch tell everybody how much of a benefit that he's been for the common person out of here and, you know, how he started from nothing. You know what? I got news for you, Orrin. I probably had less than you when I was a kid. And if I would have devoted my life to enriching myself like you have, I guess if that's the measure of your success and who and what you are, well then goody for you. I myself have learned that everything that is of use in this life is only temporary, because you know what? You can't take any of this stuff with you. And you politicians have fixed it. When you try to hand down your itty-bitty to somebody else, you've got your greedy little mitts into that as well. So I'm just... I was a lot angrier earlier today when I was listening to this thing speaking. Whatever it is. I don't even know what it is. I see it as a face. It's got a voice. It speaks. It's animated. It moves. It walks. It talks. It eats. It does the obvious of which he's been doing to us for all these years, taking a big dump on us. Mike in Colorado. Hello, Mike.
Hey, John, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you.
When I was listening
so
to
am I.
It, go ahead.
I said, so am I.
Yeah, no kidding. The flu thing is a bugger.
It's going to be a good strain, Mike, by the way. It's going to be a good strain because if it's out this early in the season, yeah.
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 It's powerful because it's still warm down there.
Yeah, well, it is today. It hasn't been. We're trying to invite autumn in here and what they call summer down here. Winter. At any rate, I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead.
No, you're good. I was listening to it talk, and it reminded me of that kid in high school who got onto the city council or the student council, and he tried to change the menu and he tried to change the football schedule, and nobody really cared that he was there because nobody else wanted to do it. But it was his biggest accomplishment of all, so he guarded it like a rat guards cheese, man.
Yep. And
that's what these people are.
Well, and this deep state we keep talking about, these are the entrenched operatives that do the bidding. They're just the sock puppets. They get rewarded quite nicely, and whether you spend 2 years in the Senate or you spend 4 years as a congressman or vice versa, you know, you just have to do one term, and whatever your pay scale is for that service to your country, and every time I think of service to your country, I think of the cattle industry and what that really means down here, servicing the cows. But I'm looking at this and I'm going, wow. You know, I am just up to my eyeballs because there is a reason why the swamp never gets drained. Why it's always topped up and it's still always a swamp. And that's one of the reasons. It's real hard to rotate your new people that you can blackmail and buy off and offer campaign promises or a good, nice, fat job with my corporation once you leave office. And oh, by the way, you know, it doesn't matter what you make after you leave the Senate or the Congress or the House. There's no restriction there. So you get the retirement pay and you can go out there and earn as much money as you did political favors for whatever XYZ corporation. Yeah, I mean, these guys, geez, old Pete's, they can't possibly speak for the American people because they have set themselves, Mike, in the clouds. They're the cloud minders, and we're down here toiling on the earth, breaking our back, busting, I won't use that term, but here we are. We're broke, we're exhausted, we've been manipulated, lied to, and now they want to start a campaign of... Well, let's start the snake eating its own tail. Now they're starting to turn on each other. And I don't know if that's such a bad thing, because as long as the Genoveses and the Gambinos are fighting each other, they won't have time to beat us up. Mike, hang on through the break. We'll be right back. 800-313-9443.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, can we talk about something serious for a minute? Your age. Getting old has its perks. But remember, being a few years younger, you know, your hair was thicker, you didn't have so many wrinkles, that extra weight wasn't haunting you, and you just felt better. Well, we can't turn back the clocks and go back 10 or 15 years, but you can start feeling and looking 10 or 15 years younger with Nature's Youth RSF. It's a doctor-formulated daily supplement that helps your body maintain its peak performance and fight the aging process. Imagine sleeping better, looking better, and feeling better. See how Nature's Youth RSF has helped thousands of people just like you at naturesyouth.com. Naturesyouth.com. The holidays are coming. Imagine how it will feel when your family and friends are asking you what you did to look so good. Your secret will be Nature's Youth RSF. It's time to start looking better and feeling better. Learn more and order your Nature's Youth RSF at naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Back. Mike, still there?
I'm still here, sir.
All right. What is it that you wanted to say before I monologued you to death?
No, you did good because you brought up a lot of real important things. I finally convinced my 73-year-old mother that when she turns on her news on the television box that almost 100% of it is propaganda and fiction.
Mm.
So she called me up about the tax thing. And she said, that's not really going to benefit any of us, is it? And I said, well, of course not. And we got in this conversation about the revolution, and she asked me, well, when do you think it's going to happen? And I said, I don't think we're anywhere close, because before in history, there were foreign troops living in our houses, they were getting ready to confiscate our gunpowder, and they were squashing our money, and there was no other option. I said, we still have options. when we get to the point where there's no other option, then you'll see stuff. And she said, well, I'll probably be long gone. And I said, I have no idea. You know, I can't tell you that. I don't know the future. But I think that's why the people that I talk to and the people that I see, they're almost just paralyzed with the abundance of issues out there and the lack of knowing what to do about them.
Well, and again, their lives have been complicated, and they don't even realize that it's been done intentionally. You know, I mean, why does the IRS code, I mean, how many tens of thousands of pages does it have? You know, and I'm sitting here, and I'm looking at this tax bill. I'm going to get into it here in a little bit, but I'm looking at this thing, and I'm going, okay. Well, if the bankers really wanted surety by the by way of passing the Internal Revenue Service stuff, okay. So let's just make this real easy and fair. Fair in the respect that we're not going to be ripped off as much as we were before, and we've got a, say, 10% tax on everybody. Now, I don't care if you make $10,000 a year, or you make $100,000 a year. The idea is the more money you make, we can tax you more because you can afford it. Well, you know, this has been the demagoguery that's been kicked around for so many years. I mean, you heard Brown doing it with that exchange with Orrin Hatch, you know, about the corporations and this, that, and the other. Okay, well, Donald Trump just did his magic there, brought the corporate tax down to 20%. And hopefully that's ironclad, that they don't hire a team of lawyers to try to beat their way down to paying no tax in a year. But we could do away with the IRS. We could do away with their confiscation of your wealth, taking your homes, taking your bank accounts, showing up with their armed goons, busting into an operating business and screaming at the customers, get out of the building, and then start locking everybody up and handcuffing them. And I mean, this is absolutely insane. Absolutely insane. That if they
I agree, and I think that if we did that, though, all those people would have to go get real jobs, and they're not having that.
Well, and who's the biggest employer in this country?
Yeah, government.
There you go. And they're doing so much fine work for everybody, aren't they?
Yeah, things are really, really great. With that many employees, if we had regular people running that, this would be a great republic again.
I'll tell you what, did you say it was your grandmother you were talking
about? No, my mom.
Your mom, okay.
Yeah, she's 73.
Okay, can she get One News Now?
No, she won't pay for TV.
Ah, okay.
So, and she doesn't have a computer.
Oh, and she doesn't have a computer.
My sister's shown her some of it on her phone.
Ah.
And she was raised, unfortunately, she was raised to be a liberal, so she had Kennedy liberal, so she falls into that trap that she's still a liberal, which she's not, and we've talked about this endlessly, so she's a little hesitant to the idea of conservatism. But if I ask her questions, do you believe in gay marriage, do you believe in the bathroom thing, she's completely a conservative.
Well, okay.
She just doesn't address take the label off.
There used to be a label that was made for that. It was called a blue dog Democrat.
Yeah.
You know, but now that's been hijacked by the communists and the socialists and the Bernie Sanders and the Hillary Clintons and the Bill Clintons of the world. I mean,
gone mad.
Yeah. Well,
thanks for taking my call, John.
Okay, I appreciate your call, Mike. Yeah, I don't know if Kennedy was a liberal, then what was Barack Obama? Then what was Bill Clinton? Okay, I give up. Alan in Nevada, thanks for holding, Alan.
John.
Hi.
I'd like to bring up something from the past. That is the Reese Committee. Remember that one?
Oh, many long years ago.
Yes. That's one of the things that's kind of forgotten these days, that these foundations are working against us. And are you acquainted with the Frankfurt School?
Yes, but it's been so many years, fresh in my memory here.
Yes, this was in the late 20s in Germany, where a all-Jewish think tank was put together to translate economic Marxism into cultural Marxism. And they came up with two two-prong attack. One was called critical theory. Now, critical theory was simply to criticize, destructive criticism, of everything good. That's how the Boy Scouts got transformed from a character-building organization for young boys into a hotbed of bigotry. And their second prong was polymorphous perversion. And you can see that all around. Perversion is rampant.
You know, and that's funny, Alan, because I was just thinking about that today. You know, that all the stuff that's coming out about the the senator that was grabbing somebody's breast and French kissing them and doing all this stuff. You know, I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, wow, in a hyper-sexual charged atmosphere that we've been living under for all these years, ask anybody in the entertainment business and the first thing that'll come out of their mouth is sex sells. Okay, well, we've been hyperized on sex all of these years. And then they sit around like little hypocrites and wonder why everybody is so perverted. You know, this is what we feed our kids. You know, there is no milestones or there's no bars that are set for our children. I'm not advocating that our schools become churches, but I'm advocating that they teach true history of the United States Constitution and where freedom and liberty comes from and how much of a responsibility it is for you as the individual to be on guard to protect that form of government and to actually understand what that government is so everybody knows their place. Everybody knows what they have to do in order to maintain it. Alan, you've been around long enough that if 40 years ago somebody stepped up to you and said, Alan, I'm going to transport you into the future and plopped you into the day, you probably lose your mind. You've been carefully conditioned with all this stuff, and you've had it up to your eyeballs, just like I am, but you would go absolutely rabid insane if somebody plopped you into the day from 40 years ago and you were standing here looking around. You'd lose your mind.
I know. Well, I'm an 85-year-old Korean War vet, so I've been around a long time and watched a lot of it.
Alan, it wasn't a war. It was a UN police action.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, at any rate. Yeah. Hey, thanks.
Okay.
Thanks for your call. I appreciate it, Alan. Thank you.
Yeah.
85 and still walking and talking. I like that. Well, somebody... And is this our story? Tiny Trump hands deliver teeny tiny tax plan. Okay, that must be from One News Now. I don't know, but at any rate, here is some of the lowdown here on this wonderful tax plan. This is just insane. The House passed nearly $1.5 trillion tax bill that differs from legislation approved by the Senate Finance Committee. Now, here is a comparison of the Republican written measures that has passed, by the way. Personal income tax rates. House bill condenses current 7 brackets to 4. And those brackets being 12, 25, 35, and 39.6%. Senate measures retain 7 brackets, but changes them from 10 to 12 to 22, 24, 32, 35, and 38. Height. Under current law, top bracket is 39.6. Doesn't exactly explain who gets that almost 40% tax. The Senate bill ends the reductions in 2026, but they're in the House version of it, they were permanent, but I guess now they're not. Standard deductions. Now, this is a little trick to keep you into this IRS trick bag. You know, this is assuming that you're going to file your IRS taxes every year, and you're going to pay Uncle Sammy what is due him. Really? added up your total tax bill. It just ain't the IRS. It's state, local taxes, tax on this, tax on that, tax on the taxes. You get a tax for the people that are figuring out the taxes. You get the idea. And some people are right at the 60% bracket. But the trick here is they get you, oh, well, you get tax breaks here. Okay. So that means I have to file my IRS forms every year for an illegal and unconstitutional tax. Some would disagree with that. But I go back to it's the surety for the bankers, because it was the same people that crafted the Emergency Banking Act that came up with this wonderful IRS. It's called Surety for the Bankers. So all of this aside, then they offer you tax deductions. Well, you have any children? Well, you can deduct that. Or we might give you a double plus good bonus of $600 a year that you can claim for every adult in the household. Whoopee. Now, folks, understand this. The government doesn't give away anything. I don't give a damn if it was Ronnie Reagan's trickle-down economics, tax cuts, and this, that, and the other. They pick up the tab someplace else off of somebody else's sweat equity. Trust me on this one. Or if they do fall short, guess what they get to do? They get to borrow more money that Guido and his merry band of banded bankers will keep the juice running. Oh, that's right, the interest. This is what middlemen do. Standard deduction used by about 70% of U.S. taxpayers. Currently $6,350 for individuals and $12,700 for married couples. Wow. Let me do the math on this. They already gave you a break there. If you times $6,300, they didn't give me a break. It's exactly the same. So they take the standard for one adult, $6,350, but if you're married, double plus good, they just double it to $12,700 for married couples. Now, the House and Senate bills both double those levels to $12,000 for individuals and $24,000 for couples. Oh, yippee! And again, there's looming debt expense. They'll just borrow it, and you're responsible for the repayment. That's right, it's on your back. Tax credits. House raises per-child tax credit from $1,000 to $1,600. I don't know what dollars and what century they're figuring here, but a tax credit of $1,000 for a child? People spend that much a year in diapers. I don't know. I never had a baby, so I don't know. Diapers are expensive, so yippee, you might be able to buy a few more lousy plastic bags full of disposable diapers. Creates a $300 tax credit for each adult in a family, which expires in 2023. Senate doubles per child credit to $2,000. Oh, double plus good, more crappy diapers. Now, both bills preserve the adoption tax credit, which House measure initially eliminated. Home mortgage interest deduction. Gosh, it's one of my favorite things. 30-year mortgages. You end up paying how much? And it's not even adjusted for inflation. They just go in there and screw you right from the top, okay? Three times, maybe four times the actual value of the property. Home mortgage interest deduction. House limits the deduction to interest paid on the first $500,000 for a loan. And I guess that used to be a $100,000 house how many years ago? For new home purchases, Senate retains the current $1 million ceiling. Oh. Aren't you folks enjoying your lifestyle, your life of abundance in this country, living in your $1 million house out there? What, you don't live in a $1 million house? Well, why not? Obviously, you're lazy. You're not taking enough advantage of the tax breaks and entitlements that get freebies from the government. You should be living in a $1 million house. Shouldn't you? Or should you even want to? I know I wouldn't. How much space does a body need? Ah, but there's a new plan out there to try to convince you that tiny house is the way to go. Yes, live in a box that's no bigger than Fido's dog box sitting in your backyard right now. Oh, double plus good. Look, I have all the amenities. I just don't have any room. Other deductions. House eliminates medical expense deductions. Senate preserves them, rather. Senate bill ends deductions for moving expenses and tax preparation. Can't even write that off. To go hire a guy to try to figure out the convoluted taxes, and they just did away with that deduction. Alternative minimum tax. Inheritance tax. By the way, currently when someone dies, the estate owes taxes on the value of the assets transferred to heirs above $5.5 million for individuals. Folks, I mean, really, don't be greedy. Don't you remember Uncle Bobby dying last year and he left you $6 million? Oh, he didn't? Oh, okay. $11 million for couples. House bill initially doubles those limits and then repeals the entire tax after 2023. Individual insurance mandate. Senate bill repeals the requirement in President Barack Obama's health care law that people pay a tax penalty if they don't purchase health insurance. The House bill didn't. And again, I'll get into this health care and another one the politicians are playing political football with. If they would have stayed the hell out of it and left it in a competitive field for people out there in the medical industry competing for your business, healthcare wouldn't look the way it does, and certainly your health bill wouldn't be this damned high.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
callers holding, so I'll finish the rest of how much the government is just the benevolence, or is it malevolence of them? Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom.
Hi there, John. Hey, I just wanted to compliment Al Franken. I spent 182 days in D.C. in the last decade, and he happened to be one of the senators that I had to interact with, and I can tell you this, he's extremely good at performing.
He's a comedian.
You know those bobble-headed?
Yeah.
You know those bobble-headed dolls that you sometimes see in the back end of a Mexican Chevrolet, and they go over the speed bump, how that bobblehead just, it does a very good
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's what happened when I sat face-to-face with Al Franken as I exposed this poisoning issue that, you know, I've been working on. So I just wanted to tell you that Al Franken is a supreme actor. I also found out all of them are pretty good at it.
Well, and so, Al Franken, if we remember back to the Saturday Night Live days where he was on there, his big thing, and he was always this, he was somebody that you saw that, you know, you were hoping to say something funny because he wasn't even funny to look at. And he would come out and say, I'm Al Franken and you're not. Well, thank God. You know? I mean, Al Franken is a clown. He is a seated senator. That's how bad the political landscape is in this country. That Al Franken and the people of his state actually voted him in to go represent their interests of their little corporatized state. Wow. What wisdom.
Well, I was just thinking, maybe we ought to have an Oscars night for the politicians, and I think they would probably actually win more points than the movie stars.
No, they've been getting paid for their hard work. They're there paying themselves every single day and enriching themselves beyond belief. And that's what almost made me puke when Orrin Hatch was telling everybody how poor he was when he was a kid. Well, he ain't poor no more. What the hell's he worth now after 40 years of doing business, supposedly, for the people in Washington, D.C.? It's incredible. Makes me want to barf.
Well, I do have to put in a point for him. He helped me get the CDC and the GAO to validate my findings. By the way, while I've got you, I found out that most of my website had been compromised. Now it's back, so if you get a chance, go back and look at it. And right now is a critical time. But I'm going to tell you, every one of those senators in D.C. saw the findings of fact, yet nothing has been done to remedy the problem for 17 million families.
And, Tom, what is the website?
GassingAmerica.com. The hardcore site is LicenseToKill.us, but the one I wrote that's more tolerable had been totally compromised. I kept talking to people, you know, since I'd been blinded after being in D.C. I was assaulted and blinded back there in 2011. I haven't been able to check on my web work, so I didn't realize that my web pages were being chewed away like caterpillar on the leaf. So I have to apologize, everybody listening, and I apologize to you, John, because I was begging you to look at this website that I did not realize was not a very efficient one. But anyway, like I say, I did talk to Al Franken and every single senator, but I will tell you that, you know, in spite of all the criticism of Orrin Hatch, he did help me get things to happen undercover,
Tom,
kind of.
Tom, okay, a busted clock is right twice a day. For what Orrin Hatch has been up to for 40 years of his service to the American people, I'm glad he was some benefit to you. But overall, his job was to enrich himself and screw everybody else.
Well, that's what every one of them do back there. I don't care who it is.
Right. That's my point. You just made it. All right.
That's
hey,
right.
We're out
that's
of time. We're out of time on this segment. Thank you, Tom. I appreciate your call.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
Center. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.